Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Parts of the U.S. are experiencing an outbreak of respiratory illness that sent hundreds of children to the hospital, including Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Illinois, Colorado, Ohio, and Georgia. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have tested a number of these cases and found that they were a type of enterovirus, which is a common virus that usually causes mild respiratory illness but can become severe in some individuals. My guest today is Dr. Mary Ann Jackson. She's the director in the Division of Infectious Disease at Children's Mercy Hospitals and Clinics in University of Missouri, Kansas City. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jackson. So the enterovirus, it's pretty bad there, and it's cruising all around. Tell us about it.
Well, I say that enterovirus season 2014 is going to be all about the emergence of enterovirus D68. This is not your usual enterovirus season. And the way I explain it is this. There are certain viruses that are very predictable. We know in winter there's going to be RSV and influenza. And in the summers, there are going to be enteroviruses. The typical enteroviruses we see cause diseases like hand, foot, and mouth disease and cause a variety of different fever illnesses, and usually due to common enteroviruses. But in August of 2014, a less recognized enterovirus, now we know it's enterovirus D68, emerged, and cases of severe respiratory tract infection have subsequently been reported across the United States. It's a big, big deal.
It is a big deal, and some kids are getting pretty sick. And I told you off the air that my son, I thought he had this, and I was pretty concerned because kids are having trouble breathing, and littler kids are ending up in the hospital. So who is most at risk for this? Is it all age groups? Is it mostly hitting the littler kids? Who's getting this?
So in our cases here in Kansas City where EV68 were confirmed, our preliminary data show that children were mostly school-aged. We ranged, though, in age from 6 weeks to 16 years. Many of our kids had a history of asthma, but one-third had never wheezed in their life. And the severe clinical manifestations seemed to manifest very quickly, like within 24 hours of onset of cough and runny nose in most kids. And they didn't have a fever. Not like what you'd see with more typical viruses.
Well, and I think that's one of the differentiations with, like, with flu. If you come up with influenza, you know, usually there's a fever associated and you feel just like, you know, horrible. And the kids are not feeling good with this, but I have noticed that a lot of them didn't have fever. Okay, so that's school-aged children and kids that have immune, you know, deficiencies, maybe asthma or something, those kids are a little bit more at risk. Now, we're identifying it different from a cold. How?
Differentiating it from the cold is easy. And that is, you know, it's related to the clinical presentation. So in our severely affected kids, there's no doubt that we see children who have difficulty breathing. They simply cannot catch their breath. They're breathing hard. They look like they've run a race, but they haven't. And in many of these cases, for children with asthma, which I wouldn't define as an immune deficiency, it's an underlying condition, though, that make these children more at risk for more serious breathing issues with this virus. Those children often are using their asthma meds, but they're not getting better. And in some cases, parents are noticing they can't even say a sentence. They're that short of breath. Those are clear-cut indications that those children need to get to a healthcare provider, specifically to an emergency room at that point.
And what are we doing for the enterovirus, Dr. Jackson? It's a virus. So clearly antibiotics are not what's indicated. And is there some point at this virus that antibiotics are going to come in? Can it turn into pneumonia or some bacteria?
So we have not seen this turn into a severe form of pneumonia. So antibiotics are not the answer. That's number one. Number two, all of the children who developed severe respiratory distress, they responded to the combination of oxygen. Oxygen is extremely important to bring their blood oxygen back up. And then many of them responded to albuterol, which is a bronchodilator. many of them also got corticosteroids, the typical things that we would do for asthma. Now, for the little babies who don't respond to albuterol, it's not going to be useful for them. But for the school-age child who has an asthma-like manifestation, the asthma-type meds are going to be the mainstay. They may be slower to respond, and they, in some cases, need to escalate beyond just the usual medications that would be used for asthma.
I know part of prevention is hand washing, but it seems like if it's in your house, you could wear a mask, wash your hands all you want, but you're getting it. Is there any way not to, if we use Lysol, if we're spraying down the air and the sheets and, you know, I mean, it's just if they're out there and they're, it's a respiratory thing and it's coming out in the air, it's there, right?
So one of the things that we always say about viruses, so common cold viruses, and this particularly goes to kids in who are in child care and certainly school-age children, often by the time you recognize it, they've already potentially transmitted it, so it's very hard to interrupt. But there's some common sense things that we want to continue to make sure that parents recognize, and that is hand washing remains important. In terms of cleaning surfaces, we want to make sure that in schools, in daycares, they're cleaning toys, they're cleaning surfaces. We don't want people sharing food and beverages, and you know how common that is, particularly among, tweens and teens, that can be more common. And so those are the type of things that we'd like to make sure that parents are talking to their kids about. And then simply cough etiquette. And cough etiquette means covering your cough, discarding tissues afterwards, washing hands. And then if you do have a fever, a small number of these children did have fever, and many of them at the point, you know, certainly they're having significant symptoms, should not be going to school at that point. But if they are not having fever, if they have only mild common cold symptoms, those children should continue to go to child care and should continue to go to school. And I think what we're going to find out in the end, that there is a large spectrum of disease due to EV68, and the vast, vast majority of kids are going to have simply a common cold from this, and then they're going to become immune to that virus. And so I think parents should be reassured, but know when to seek medical help.
So, Dr. Jackson, you mentioned a little bit that there are many diseases going around right now, and you wanted people not to just assume this was the one. We only have a minute and a half left. But, you know, you had some little tips on maybe speaking to our doctor about whether or not this truly was this or if it was something else.
It's a great point. So when people say, oh, I had EV68, realize that there are very few confirmed cases in the country. I say for providers and for parents, don't miss the forest for the trees. For our providers, they need to recognize other respiratory pathogens are concurrently circulating. We're seeing everything from whooping cough to other respiratory viruses and some non-infectious causes for respiratory symptoms in children. So both parents and practitioners need to be aware that EV68 is out there and it's causing a lot of problems, but there are other things out there too.
So the EV68 is out there, but there are other things out there. And so you really need to be on the watch for your children for some of the symptoms that Dr. Jackson has talked about, breathing problems. And if they're getting sicker, then you do contact your health care provider or take them to the hospital if they're having true breathing problems. Make sure you wash their hands. Teach them cough etiquette. This is so important. Don't send them to school if they have a fever or if they're really sick. Don't go to work if you've caught it and you're really sick, because this is how this stuff is spreading around. The enterovirus, it's going all around, but there are other diseases around right now, either whooping cough, it's the entering flu season. So there are all these other things. Wash your hands, take precautions. You can always go to the CDC for more information on the enterovirus, or you can go to healthychildren.org where they have great information there as well. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children with our great friends from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.